It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's Toucher and Rich's Laugh, Dammit.
All right, before we get to the brilliance, let me tell you, be listening this morning at 8:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to the Hella Mega Tour 2020 at Fenway Park featuring Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy. Tickets on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Visit RedSox.com. That's coming up at 8:50.
Okay, so if you've been following the Antonio Brown story, you know that there was something that came out of the Sports Illustrated article that Robert Klemko did, which gathered a bunch of people who had some sort of gripes, some of them more serious than others, against Antonio Brown. But there was one segment that we have been talking about where it said Sports Illustrated identified people that Antonio Brown cut out of his life. He goes, Dr. Victor Prisk, a former gymnast and bodybuilder who runs Prisk Orthopedics and Wellness, says he was wary of Brown's reputation in the athletic performance community for being, in his words, a flighty client. In August 2018, he took an initial meeting with Brown, for which the receiver was 3 hours late. Upon arrival, Brown passed gas numerous times in Prisk's vicinity while Prisk was testing his body fat. A video shot by Brown, a Brown acolyte, made the rounds on the internet. It seemed just childish to me, Prisk says now. I'm a doctor, and the man is farting in my face. And sure enough, there was a video of it, and it had Antonio Brown in his boxers, and it had the doctor down kind of by where his waist is, and after Antonio Brown would pass gas, he would smile, and it sounded like this.
Damn, my bad, though. It's pretty freaking low. I've done some bodybuilders, and this is pretty freaking low. I gotta stay away. Damn, my bad.
And he would give like a cat who ate the canary smile to the camera.
They said it's like Jim from The Office. It's like,
He's like, whoa, look
he looks
that.
At the camera. So this is the controversy that keeps on going for him, because I don't know if you saw Antonio Brown's Instagram story yesterday.
I follow him, but I missed it.
Well, he dug up an old text exchange between him and the doctor from August of 2018, last year, so when this all happened, when Fartgate first broke. And it's a text from Dr. Prisk, and it's a link to a TMZ article. It says, according to TMZ, I have a nose of steel. And it's got crying laughing emojis. And Antonio Brown texts back, damn, doc, seeing you and we go viral. Damn, I got to come more, baby. Now we locked in. And then it says, do anything for clout. And it's got a emoji with the green holding his breath. And he puts, sorry, doc. Meant so much treating you like family. I really appreciate you much. We making TMZ icing on the cake. And the doctor texts back, indeed, funny as blank. I was pretty stoic. And he writes underneath it, what a year difference. So he's saying that this guy thought it was funny, and now he's snitching him out.
Yeah, now he's how the tables have turned.
Yeah, how they have turned.
I mean, what a hypocrisy.
So sometimes, you know, certain things that happen in sports and certain things that happen in our lives inspire ideas for the show.
Yeah.
So, should we go ahead and do it? Let's do it.
It's the Antonio Brown sound explosion.
It's a new game we have called the Antonio. Thank you. The Antonio Brown sound explosion.
What's the game, Rich?
Well, you see, John, I've made songs out of his farts.
Okay.
And I will play you said song without the music, accompanying music, and you have to guess what song I've made out of Antonio Brown's farts.
And this is, now this is difficult, John, because I get it. Rich is only working with two farts.
Oh.
One that's brief and one that's a little bit longer.
Right, but in fairness, the longer one's lower pitch. And the shorter one's a higher pitch.
So you have stuff to work with.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All you need is two notes sometimes.
I got it.
Which I just thought of another song I could have done.
See?
All right. So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to play you Antonio Brown's fart sans music, and you just have to guess what song it is, okay?
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Here we go. Song number one.
No idea.
Any guesses?
No.
Play it again. Head like a hole? Not fair.
You know what? I'm really kicking myself. I should have had that one.
That's not fair at all.
Says, yes, Jump Around by House of Pain.
Right. I mean, you're missing a lot of nuance there.
No.
Okay. You just basically played four farts.
Well, I mean, that's
the
problem.
Expect us to win.
Yes, too. All right. Well, maybe that one was an unfair one to start with. Maybe that one's a little tough. Let's go to an easier one. Can you name that song that Antonio Brown is playing with his farts? John?
I don't know.
Flight of the Bumblebee.
Dead or alive. You spin me right round.
We will rock you. A little more fair.
It's back and brown. Back and brown.
Right.
All right. So, okay.
So you're 0-2. I'm very disappointed.
I lean on you for this stuff.
Well,
Fred.
Back in Black was a little fair. Jump Around.
That was impossible.
All right. Okay. Maybe we'll be able to get this. This one. This. Okay. If you're going to get any single, now it's very short. But if you're going to get anyone, it's going to be this one. All right.
Yeah.
All right. What song is Antonio Brown playing with his farts?
I have a guess.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say Pitbull.
Fred?
We will rock you.
Touching you.
I think that'd be appropriate to actually play at Fenway.
They should.
This yeah. afternoon.
Yeah. They should. There's no one's going to be there.
Probably right.
All right. So that, you know, Neil Diamond actually was during the recording session. Very gassy.
I've heard that.
Very gassy during that recording session. Monty, go ahead.
Can we just skip all the BS and just get straight to when you guys win the Marconi for this?
Well, listen, if we have to be, if they're good enough to nominate us, we can. We'll make sure to play.
I mean, what's the point? It's like the Pats playing the Dolphins all over again. Might as well just that's it. It's done.
That's right.
I mean, the segment's not over yet.
No,
we got two more to go.
Yeah, you gotta always have five.
All right, the Antonio Brown sound explosion. Name this song that Antonio Brown is performing with his farts.
Boom, ba, boom, ba, ba. Boom, ba, boom, ba, ba. Boom, ba, boom.
I'll give you a hint. It's recent.
And it's a hit.
So it's like a name.
Oh, Old Town Road? Gonna take my oh, sick. Old Town Road and on. Ride till I can't no more. I got the horse in the past. First I got the
Freddie coming in big with Old Town Road.
Well done, Fred.
Very good, Fred.
It's obviously because of the fart you played. I was able to piece things together.
All right, and finally, John, let's see if you can get at least 1 point.
I know.
Freddie T, let's bring this home. What song is this?
Okay, I gotta hear it again.
Is that our program director texting
you? Maybe we should just leave right after the show. the theme to the Peanuts,
Enter Sandman, Metallica.
Okay.
My fart will go on, anyone?
Oh, boy.
What was the name of this bit again?
It's the Antonio Brown sound explosion.
So Fred wins.
Yep.
Today's round.
Yeah, every Tuesday and Thursday. I've heard these farts so many times now. I do like that there's controversy that he said going on about the farts.
Right, like, you know, hey, you were cool about the farts before.
Yeah, but now that all this is coming down on me, you're jumping on the bandwagon.
It's the fartroversy.
That was the original name of Prince's album.
Fartroversy?
Yes. That's why he always had the fan in the early days. All right.
Should we go out with one?
We might as well.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
And now, a feature presentation.
It's Toucher and Rich's Laugh, Damn It.
All right, before we get to the brilliance, let me tell you, be listening this morning at 8:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to the Hella Mega Tour 2020 at Fenway Park featuring Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy. Tickets on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Visit RedSox.com. That's coming up at 8:50.
Okay, so if you've been following the Antonio Brown story, you know that there was something that came out of the Sports Illustrated article that Robert Klemko did, which gathered a bunch of people who had some sort of gripes, some of them more serious than others, against Antonio Brown. But there was one segment it that we have been talking about where it said Sports Illustrated identified people that Antonio Brown cut out of his life. He goes, Dr. Victor Prisk, a former gymnast and bodybuilder who runs Prisk Orthopedics and Wellness, says he was wary of Brown's reputation in the athletic performance community for being, in his words, a flighty client. In August 2018, he took an initial meeting with Brown, John, stop, for which the receiver was 3 hours late. Upon arrival, Brown passed gas numerous times in Prisk's vicinity while Prisk was testing his body fat. A video shot by Brown, a Brown acolyte, made the rounds on the internet. It seemed just...
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Top. Okay, so I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm excited.
Toucher and Rich.
Hey, hang on to your hat.
Because I got a take a coming.
On Boston's home for sports.
Take train.
For the take train?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich, and there is a Peyton Manning, it's the end of an era.
Or Eli Manning.
Eli Manning, I'm sorry. An end of an era going on there in New York. He has been replaced by the young man, Daniel Jones, that they took way early in the draft. A very big surprise pick.
And Vegas did nothing. Like nothing changed as far as like the over-unders for the season, as far as the spread for the game. It's like... if they realize that a brand new quarterback trying to learn the system is going to be just as bad as Eli Manning.
Yeah.
Which kind of says something. And this is, you know, Eli Manning, there's part of me yesterday that was like, dude, that has got to suck. Because you never want to be like he's the face of that franchise for, 16 years? So, I mean, he has been the guy for the Giants, and he's won two Super Bowls, even, and now he's being benched, and he has to stand there and answer questions about being on the, like having the scout team, like running all of that. And it kind of, for a moment, made me go, oh, it kind of sucks to be him. Here he was yesterday at his locker answering questions for the very first time, being the backup quarterback.
You know, I've been trying to, help him in you know, whatever which way I could throughout preseason and training camp and whatnot. And so still do that. And it's not over. The season's not over. We got a lot of football. And again, I'm not dying. And the season's not over. So there's a lot to be positive about, a lot to be grateful for.
If you're him, and I know that obviously he has lived in New York forever, do you try to find a starting job somewhere?
Yes. Yes, you do.
You see, that's what I was thinking, and he apparently doesn't want to.
If you, and that I don't understand.
You can't end your career this way.
He's 38. He has maybe 1 or 2 years left.
Oh, I don't think so.
Whatever the case may be.
I don't think he has any time left.
A short amount of time. In his mind, he has a short amount of time left, and his career is not over. And you can be a starting quarterback for somebody out there. Why end your career as a backup for a team that's going to win 4 games?
Now, what team would want Eli Manning?
Jacksonville. They could use him right now. And Coughlin has got a relationship with him.
But Jacksonville's not going anywhere.
I think they don't believe that.
I mean, Jacksonville is on the precipice of trading their best player.
See, I think that is different, and that has changed. But, I mean, they're a team that, you take a look at it, you know, with Nick Foles, I believe that they thought that they were going to at least be able to tread water and maybe make the playoffs.
Well, I mean,
they're not, put it this way, they weren't bad enough to tank. So if you're in that middle ground.
I don't want to be in the middle ground.
Exactly right. But I don't think that they're bad enough to be at the bottom of the pack.
If you're Pittsburgh.
They're 0-2.
Once again, it's, you know, Nick Foles, the first quarter that he played?
Yeah, I know, but they're in the AFC South, which isn't a bunch of world beaters. But I don't know.
If you're Pittsburgh and that division they play in is not exactly a powerhouse, a murderer's row, and yeah, you haven't started well, but if you're Pittsburgh, theoretically you have some weapons, you have a decent defense. Eli Manning would turn down a trade to go there?
I don't know if he'd turn it down. I just don't know if I'm the Steelers, I want him.
If it depends on how well you feel about things. But the Steelers, theoretically, have a chance, even though they haven't started well.
I think there's something. I think that people like Tomlin and the higher-ups with the Steelers have realized for a while now, we got to start getting our exit strategy from Ben Roethlisberger. And I believe that they're excited to see this kid Mason Rudolph play out
they're not.
They do not want to bring in.
Yeah, they're gonna play Mason Rudolph. They used a third round pick.
There's no question, and I believe that there is this.
If you think
somewhat
Mason
of an
Rudolph
excitement in the
is the guy, and you think Mason Rudolph is going to lead you into the
they
future,
they took him
great
in the third round of the draft this year, or last year, and so yeah, you got to play him. You got to see what you got. I mean, you didn't draft a third round quarterback to bring in some, you know, worn out 38-year-old. No, I can't think of a scenario where I would bring him in.
Like a team scenario?
Yeah, and if I'm Eli Manning, I'd want to retire a Giant. I can sit there. Big deal.
It's just a humiliating way to go out, especially for somebody who was that high profile.
I mean, guys hang around the league and
There are plenty of guys been known for one team that finish with another.
Emmitt Smith, Ronnie Lott, like
Joe Namath.
Yeah,
you know?
You never think of Joe Namath.
Joe Namath ended his career as an L.A. Ram. I mean, Peyton Manning. I mean, honestly, you're legendary for one team, but you go to another and finish it there. Not unprecedented. And I don't think, I mean, if I'm Eli Manning and I think I have any juice left, the last thing I want to do is sit as a backup quarterback on a team that's going to get a top five draft pick.
I'm just trying to think of, then what is your other option? I just don't know where he could go. I don't know who's going to make a move. And if I'm the Giants, do I trade him? Because he's my backup.
If I'm the Giants and I know I'm not going anywhere and I'm fully invested in this kid, which they should be considering how high they drafted him, I mean, it's not unprecedented that you send a legend for your team and you trade him out.
But what am I going to get?
Well, I also think that if he asks to be traded, they're going to trade him. Like, I think they have that level of respect for him.
Yeah, fair enough. If he asks to be traded, they're going to be trade him. But, I mean, they're going to get nothing back. I mean, you're going to be trading your backup quarterback for nothing.
Yes. And I think that you're not going to get a first-round pick for him.
Oh, Jesus, I mean, John. You're not going to get anything
for him. I understand that. And so do the Giants. It's all about getting Eli to where he wants to go. I mean, I don't know if this is an adequate comparison because I think this guy was better in his sport than Eli was in his. But Ray Bourque for the Bruins, legend here, and they traded him.
Yeah, but Bourque was still a formidable player.
He was at the end of his career when they traded him.
But he was still a top tier defenseman. I mean, there's a reason Colorado made that trade. No, listen, I know he wasn't in his prime and that he was old, but I mean, there was a reason Colorado wanted him. Because they thought they'd help him win a championship.
Well, do you believe Eli Manning's been bad the last 4 years because of a bad offensive line around him? Or do you believe that his skills have eroded to the point where he's just not worth anything?
I think that one begat the other. All right, so let's just go through the league. New England, no. Buffalo, no. Miami, no. Jets, no. Ravens, no. Browns, no. Steelers, no, there's no way. Cincinnati, no way. Indianapolis, no. Houston, no. Tennessee, no. Kansas City, no. Oakland, no. Los Angeles Chargers, no. Denver Broncos, no.
Dallas, I don't think they would do
Dallas
that.
Yeah. No, Dallas, Philadelphia, Giants, Redskins, no. Green Bay Packers, no. Lions, no. Vikings, no. Bears, no. Tampa Bay, no. Atlanta, no. New Orleans,
see,
no. Carolina Panthers, no. Rams.
Do we know Tampa Bay, no?
Yeah, they got to stick with what they got.
Well, they didn't when they had him before.
See,
they played Fitzpatrick there for when Jameis was healthy.
They won't do this.
But why would I bring Peyton Manning or Eli Manning? Is that better than anything I got? But,
by the way,
I'd rather play Fitzpatrick than Eli Manning.
They won't do this because of what they paid their quarterback, and they'll never give up on him considering all the guaranteed money they gave him. But Minnesota's defense is so good, and they have so many good weapons.
I was thinking Stephon Diggs is being wasted, right? I mean, just think about that.
Diggs and Thielen are being wasted. Dalvin Cook has started really well, and the defense is fantastic, and Kirk Cousins sucks.
Yep, well, that was their...
That would be the trade. If I was Minnesota and had any balls, that's the trade I would make.
Oh, you can't do that.
You can't, obviously. I just said that. You gave Cousins $84 million guaranteed?
I don't think the fan base is very happy with Kirk Cousins.
His entire contract is guaranteed. Yeah, that's the trade I would make.
But they went all in.
I know, and they failed. He's horrible. Right.
The best thing that happened to the Jets, the only good thing that's happened to the Jets in the last 10 years. Los Angeles, no San Francisco, no Seattle, no Arizona.
But this is pretty great, and let's do one of these, unfortunately.
Hot take police.
It's idiotic. You're a moron.
And it's from one of the frequent offenders of the hot take police.
Is this one of those guys? Oh, I know where you're going. Yeah, this is another one.
Let's take a break. You need to pay
attention to me. I'm going to scream as loud as I can and make no sense.
Let's take a break and then we can get back to it. The Rob Parker.
Yes.
Hottest take of the week from Rob Parker.
Yeah.
Involving Eli Manning.
Yes, good indeed. Lord. All right. We will be back. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
is Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hot take police.
Hot take police.
It's idiotic. You're a moron.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Kutcher and Rich. Rob Parker is someone who is very familiar to, I don't know how, he was just a columnist in Detroit, and then he was gone for a real long time. Who does he work for now?
Well, he is on Fox or FS1 at that, I think it's the Speak for Yourself show.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be a jackass. I honestly don't know what the name of it is. But that's where he is hurt.
Are you not familiar with the lineup of Fox Sports 1?
He sits down with Colin Cowherd every once in a while, where Colin looks down from his glowing tower. How weird would that be if you were a guest on a show and you had to actually look up at that gigantic tower that he sits on?
The only clip I know of that show is when Bill Burr's going off on him, and he's like looking up, destroying him, and Cowherd's just like looking down.
I've never seen that.
It's not that great, but I mean, it's good for Colin Cowherd.
Someone told me he's still a sports anchor in Detroit. He still does sports in Detroit.
He's never on TV.
TV 20 in Detroit? 7 Action News? Something like that?
Is that the one Andre Eisen was on? She was like,
I have no idea.
7 Action News is a
someone told someone just tweeted me and told me he still works on 7 Action News in Detroit. I don't know if that's true or not.
Maybe all right. He does. Well, his favorite thing to do is to talk about how much a certain quarterback sucks. So he tweeted this yesterday because it's funny. People say that Eli Manning is a bum, but Tom Brady is the GOAT. Yet Eli beat Brady and the Patriots twice in the Super Bowl. Eli, not anyone else, won the Super Bowl MVP in both games with throws Brady wishes he could make. In a big game, I'd take Eli over Brady any day.
Hot take.
And that is, of course, a gentleman who, if Tom Brady retired tomorrow, Rob Parker might just, like, go into a corner and cry, and you won't find him for years. He'd do an aviator-type thing, a Howard Hughes deal. Just never leave his home.
Francesca said something that I found interesting, and it's at least debatable. And it wasn't about Eli Manning, who he absolutely loves, so, but it was about Joe Montana. And he gave examples of how difficult the NFC was when they were winning Super Bowls. Like, it was like a murderous row.
Yep.
It was like, you know, Chicago and Washington and, you know, all these teams. So you could make the argument that for that time, Joe Montana was a better quarterback. You can make that argument. Now, you could also make the argument that he had a lot of talent surrounding
him. I was just going to say, how many Hall of Famers were on his team?
No, I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, if there's the one thing that you can give Brady the most credit for is, I mean, look at most years the guys he was throwing to when he won Super Bowls.
Guys blocking for him.
I agree. Seriously. And I agree that Brady is the best of all time. But there is a logical argument that may not be true that the road to get to the Super Bowl for Joe Montana was quite a bit more difficult than it's been for Tom Brady.
But Eli Manning's getting in, and I know that he may not deserve it, but that's a guy that he's...
One argument I just think is hysterical is that, well, look at Joe Namath's numbers, blah, blah, blah. Joe Namath created the league. Joe Namath is the reason that the AFL and the NFL combined. I mean, regardless of anything that he did stats-wise, you got to put him in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he is responsible for the most famous game in football history. I mean, he's the guy who made the AFL important. His numbers sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, they did. But he won that Super Bowl, and by his charisma and the fact that he would, you know, get out of chicks' apartments at 6 in the morning on game days, that he made the league. I mean, he certainly pushed it around. He certainly sped things up.
But also, if you take a look at what he did, and I was talking about this yesterday, if you end up waiting what someone does in the postseason, which I think is important. I know that he only like was 500. If you take a look at what he did there, then you have to let Edelman in. That's the logic. If you just completely look at stats in the postseason when it matters the most, then Edelman's got to get in if Eli Manning gets in. Now, will he get in?
Well, one's a slot receiver and one's a quarterback.
I was just going to say, there are no slot receivers in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, but he is also going to be the second best receiver in postseason history.
Sure. But will Peter King get up in front of that boardroom and say, I want Julian Edelman in, because that matters.
Yeah, well, as I said, I don't know if he would get in, but I do know that Eli Manning is getting in because he's in New York. And he's also somebody who won at least one of the most high-profile games in NFL history.
The better argument for Edelman is Tom Brady is the best quarterback in history, and Edelman was his go-to receiver for about 5 or 6 years. And because Edelman existed, Brady... Not in large part because of Edelman, but Edelman was the guy for Brady for many, many years and helped him through the playoffs and in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You should know a Hall of Famer by their name. And you should just be... I say that about the baseball.
But that's out the window, Fred. That's what it was 20 years ago. It's not like that now. It's not in any Hall of Fame. It's not like that now. Did you take a look at the last basketball Hall of Fame class?
Well, basketball doesn't count.
Well, I'm just saying, blanket, all halls of fame now suffer from over-examination. Every candidate suffers from over-examination.
Well, all four of them.
Well,
like the day you put Burt Blyleven into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
I mean, Burt Blyleven wasn't a star.
Well, no.
He wasn't the best pitcher on his team.
Well, think of it this way.
Ever.
Okay. Never.
I know.
And they just look at numbers and go, oh, hey.
That's my point.
He's not a star.
Which brings it back to what Rich is talking about.
Right.
And Rich is right.
So that would get Edelman Inc. in the Hall of Fame.
All right, well, then think of it this way. Look at the Patriots, what they've done ever since Brady's been here is almost two dynasties, correct? You've got the first era,
yes.
You've got the second
three
era.
Three out of four, and then
right.
Three out of five.
So you're
yes.
telling me that one of the best dynasties in the NFL, the second half, not the first one, can you name one other player that's going to go in the Hall of Fame, that deserves to be in the Hall of Fame? And if you can't, Edelman needs to get in. You can't look at one of the greatest dynasties of our time.
There's so many moving parts.
Sure.
That's the thing.
But Edelman's been consistent.
I have to go down the list of 200 players.
But Edelman's been consistent in all of that.
McCourty could be a Hall of Famer.
Edelman should get in before McCourty.
I don't know. He's a slot receiver.
But he was
an
MVP in the
safety,
Super Bowl.
Though, man.
But think of it that way. There's no reason with a dynasty, one of the best dynasties of all time, that only one player should get in. Agreed?
It depends on... You know, the worthiness. I don't know.
That's the thing. The over-examination of numbers. There isn't anyone, this second go-round, there isn't anyone that leaps off the page at you.
Right.
There's no wide receiver. Gronkowski, of course.
Gronkowski, of course.
But there isn't anyone other than Gronk doesn't leap off the page.
No.
Because as Fred said, they overhauled the defense. I mean, Darrell Revis? Does he count?
Well, Revis is going to the Hall of
Fame. Revis is going to the Hall of Fame, but I don't even consider him one of them.
He won a Super Bowl with the Patriots.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, Revis is a first ballot Hall of Fame.
Was Wilfork there for the beginning of the second? Wilfork? Three?
I don't know. Did Wilfork?
I think he was
no,
there.
No, I think he was the year after they won the final one of the three out of four.
So Wilfork wasn't on that Seattle team?
Wilfork?
I think he might have been. But if he was, then I got to think you got to consider Wilfork for the Hall of Fame.
Before Edelman.
I don't know about that.
I really don't think Edelman should be in a conversation for a Hall of Fame.
He will be, though. He will be.
I mean, when you're one of the best
in
postseason.
Because he's a slot receiver and because of the routes he ran.
There's plenty of guys that have won MVPs in the Super Bowl that are garbage players.
I was wrong about Wilfork. His rookie year was 04. So okay. he wasn't a starter.
Right.
But he won in 04. And his last year with the Patriots in 2014.
Okay. I mean, Larry
All
right. Brown.
So he bookended.
Yep. Larry Brown was a
Super Bowl MVP.
Super Bowl MVP, and he was terrible. I mean, there's been plenty of Super Bowl MVPs that...
Wilfork's best years were the years they didn't win.
Ah! Well, take him off the page. He stinks. All right. we have tickets coming up for the Hella Mega Tour featuring the Green Day, Weezer, and the Fallout Boy. We'll have those.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Greenfield.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Five, the Sports Hub, car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group hotline, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to the Hella Mega Tour 2020 at Fenway Park featuring Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy. Tickets on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Visit RedSox.com. All right. This is a story about two people you don't care about. But it's since Rich told me about it, it's all I can't stop reading it.
Because it's, once again, Fred, it's something I clicked on. I was like, ah, whatever. And then I started reading about it, and I'm like, oh, my God. What are these two people doing to each other? So, if you know or don't know, Nick Carter is a member of the Backstreet Boys. I'm sorry, Aaron Carter is the member of the Nick Carter is the Backstreet Boy. Yes. And he has a younger brother named Aaron Carter who had a solo thing going on. And all of a sudden, over the past 2 days, they have been going back and forth on Twitter, and the stuff they have been saying is absolutely insane about each other. Like, criminal stuff that each one is accusing the other one of. So, it all started.
Let's just start with this, by the way. They confiscated 500 weapons from Aaron Carter's house.
All right. So, what happened was, Nick Carter had obtained a restraining order against Aaron Carter. He was having this big public meltdown, and Aaron apparently had this huge thing where he was going off on Nick, and then the tweet started. And so here's the deal. After his Nick Carter put this restraining order against his brother, Aaron Carter tweeted, "I have never been accused of rape multiple times, and I wasn't accused of beating Paris Hilton. So who's violent, Nick? Hashtag cover up. Hashtag crazy like a fox." Ooh.
And I guess he was being investigated for a rape because, in Key West.
Yeah, there was. So there was that. And on top of that, there was a picture that came out years ago when Nick Carter was dating Paris Hilton where she had like a black eye. And I guess people went in and started investigating and it kind of went away. So that is something. So he brought up two things from the dirt and threw them back out there. And he said, "I know you're mad I spoke to Melissa Schumann," who's the person you're talking about, who there was the rape questions. "So to retaliate, you call the police to take away my legal guns and you file a restraining order. Hashtag pathetic, hashtag cover up." Then he puts, "Paris knows the truth. She can talk out when she's ready. At Kaya Jones knows the truth." He's like adding people. "She can talk out when she's ready. Mandy Willa Ford knows the truth. She can talk out when she's ready. Melissa Schumann can speak out when she's ready." So he's tagging all these people who say know all this stuff about them. He goes, "Where's Rose McGowan when you need her? Hashtag cover up. I'm here for these women. Right by their side, I'm using my platform to help these women feel brave. Hashtag brave." And he goes, "How come my brother didn't file a restraining order?"
Why would you hashtag brave after you said brave?
Because if you click it, you'll find all the brave people.
Yeah, I mean, you could just hashtag brave and save yourself the time.
"How come my brother didn't file a restraining order against a girl who filed a police report against him for rape? Hashtag cover up. She was 15 and I was there. It's statutory rape. Hashtag cover up. Aren't you kind of, why, you're going to try to get your brother to look bad. You were there, dude. You didn't stop it.
By the way, some makeup company's very excited.
Well, I'm sure. He goes, hey, I love Melissa Schumann. I guess that's the girl who was accusing him. I'm not sorry that I spoke to you. Clearly my brother is sorry I spoke to you and is retaliating against me. Hashtag cover up. Hashtag I got your bat. Hashtag Me Too movement. And he continues to go and go and go. And Nick Carter finally posted something. He said, after careful consideration, my sister Angel and I regret that we were required to seek a restraining order against our brother Aaron today. In light of Aaron's increasingly alarming behavior and his recent confession that he harbors thoughts and intentions of killing my pregnant wife and unborn child, we were left with no choice but to take every measure possible to protect ourselves and our family. We love our brother and truly hope that he gets proper treatment he needs before any harm comes to him or anyone else. So now we know why he got the restraining order, because he said, I'm going to kill your pregnant wife.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And he's tweeting at this very, like, rapid-fire level. So it just keeps going and going and going.
Have you ever seen anyone that you were close with or that you knew pretty well have a meltdown on social media?
Not on social media. I know someone who had a complete meltdown, and they ended up killing themselves. But that was, like, a couple years later. But I witnessed a friend of mine go crazy.
Oh, I know people who have seen family members fight with family members on social media.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And then you've got, like, people who are kind of know the family, like, posting stuff underneath it. So everybody knows that these two are airing out the worst laundry.
Why the hell am I not friends with these people?
You didn't grow Brian. You didn't grow Brian.
That would be the greatest thing ever if people were having it out on Facebook.
Oh, this stuff happens. Because it always starts with, like, what's it called? A subtweet? Like something that's, they don't mention the person's name.
Right.
But they put enough out there so everyone knows who it is.
Yeah.
And then, of course, somebody gets back at him, and all of a sudden it's not even, there's no hiding who it is and who it's about. They just start going, and just not as bad as rape, but pretty low blow stuff they end up throwing in there. Like you cheated on your wife and that kind of stuff, and she never knew.
Ooh.
You've never seen this? You've never seen anybody do that before on social media? Out of
no.
all your years on like Facebook, you've never seen anyone do it?
No. Oh, yeah.
It is.
No, it's always like guys that I know that have, you know, got separated with their wives for cheating, that all of a sudden they get back together and it's like a million pictures of them on Carnival cruises.
Mm-hmm.
Like letting you know that everything's okay.
Yeah.
No, I've never had anyone freak out on Facebook. It would be the greatest thing ever. It would make it worthwhile to go on Facebook again. My Facebook is essentially five people.
Oh, my God. Nick Carter or Aaron Carter just tweeted 12 minutes ago. Now it's Nick's turn to tell the truth of what he did to one of the girls in my family. Since my truth is all out there, I hope all survivors of assault or rape find peace and justice. Oh, my word.
Well, Aaron Carter is claiming that his sister raped him. If you read these tweets.
Oh, okay. See, I haven't even got...
There's only
room for so much
that
crazy.
That kind of jumps off the screen at you when you read that.
Yeah. Because that was recent. That's been, okay. That's been within the last couple hours.
Okay. I have not seen that.
No, that's... Yeah.
Yeah, he claims that
Nick is... who's it, Aaron?
Aaron's the one who's constantly tweeting.
Yeah, Aaron seems to have really gone all in on whatever this is.
Yeah, and he put up a picture of him when he was, quote-unquote, huffing, and a picture of him now. And he looks much more healthy now. But he also is a
healthy
man
body, has, healthy mind.
That's right. He's also a man who has 500 firearms. So that's a little bit of a red flag. Why would you need 500?
For the apocalypse.
I mean, 400 seems like a decent number. Why
you got to get 100? Ammo? Then you got to get ammo for all of them.
I mean, it's a
very expensive deal.
I mean, yeah, you got, what do you got? 500? You're showing off. You're perfectly fine with 150.
Five.
Unless you live in like a super big house with lots of beds. And by the way, Aaron Carter apparently sleeps with a sword next to him.
Oh, yeah. Samurai, I bet.
Yeah.
It's got to be a samurai sword.
I apologize.
The Chinese stars underneath the pillow.
I apologize to the audience, but this is what I've been doing all morning during the breaks, is reading about this stuff. Yeah, he said that when he was a kid, his sister raped him.
Oh, my God.
And then he's got this Nick Carter stuff. And then he says, someone said he sleeps with a sword next to him. And then he's, like, outing these girls saying that his brother raped him. But the girls are, like a couple of them are denying it. I don't know. But Twitter is something else. Twitter is really something else. You know, it used to just be dad boner and stuff my dad says.
The meltdowns are usually on Facebook. Like, I've seen some Twitter back and forth, like, people fighting. But, like, when you see, like, the real personal ones, the ones where there's... And there might be some on Instagram, but I don't go there as
Instagram's much. Too difficult. Like, I think it's too difficult.
To type it all in? Yeah, Facebook, you can put, like, a confessional on there.
Yeah.
And I've seen people do that.
Yeah.
And it is weird.
Well, I told you that there was someone, you know her, but there was someone on Facebook that, asked for money because her husband was hurt and he was in construction. And so they did this thing and people gave her money. And then she started putting up pictures of this trip to Vegas she was on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like the hustlers who, the homeless guy on the side of the road, remember? They ran out of gas and the homeless guy gave him their last money. And so they did a GoFundMe. And remember, they got busted for going and taking all those expensive trips. He bought a BMW, I think, with the
right.
money.
Yeah, right. Yeah, this woman was asking her friends for money and then she's posting these pics from her trip to Vegas and how like much fun she's having. And the people are like, what the hell's wrong with you? Why did you just ask us for money? And she's like, wait, I can't go on a trip with this is how I want to spend my money.
So we said Aaron Carter has 500 guns and sleeps with a sword. Are you sure that's not Crash's brother?
No, Crash's brother just had a Lazy Susan of scotches, and he would have his son pour a scotch, and then he would have to identify it. That was what his game with his son. All right, no commercials here, just a headline.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.